Amnesty International monitors human rights abuses around the world and is holding a film festival this week in Duluth to point out some of the global hotspots. Amnesty International Deputy Director Kurt Goring says they've been monitoring life in Iraq for two decades.
So we have a very good sense of the kind of regime Saddam Hussein oversees and the really horrendous human rights violations that are and have been carried out regularly over this period. I mean, among the worst in the world, and at some periods perhaps even the worst in the world.
But Goring says war would kill civilians, cause food shortages, and turn many people into refugees. He says war must be the last resort to end Saddam Hussein's dictatorship.
Even though no doubt many Iraqis would feel liberated once Saddam Hussein is gone, but the consequences of that are so great, really, that every peaceful avenue has to be exhausted before the resort to military force is used.
Goring says the U.S. must abide by international law if it does go to war. That includes not using landmines, cluster bombs, or depleted uranium bombs. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.